We get things underway this afternoon by welcoming in over the telephone our friend Sean Latch from the Amera Astronomy Center. Sean, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well, thanks. How is your personal quarantine going?
Well, you know, it's one of those things. So still at the house here and hanging out. And I think I have too much time on a computer, but oh well, that is what it is.
Yeah, well, we make the most of whatever we can to provide a diversion for ourselves. But the Amera Astronomy Center and the planetarium itself keeping very busy and useful in the fight against COVID-19. Can you talk a little bit about what's going on? It's exciting.
Yeah, well, you know, of course, the planetarium is closed down, like many other public facilities. And so we wanted to see if there was a way that we could try and help. And just prior to closing, we had had one of our science lecture series featuring Dr. Melissa McGinnis, who is from Maine's molecular and biomedical science research area. And she was talking about viruses, and we can display viruses on our system. And I started thinking about that after we closed and thought, well, is there some way we could leverage our system to help? And found that there's a program that would allow us to do that. It's something called BOINC. I know that's kind of a weird name for it, but it stands for the Berkeley Open Infrastructure for Network Computing. And it was funded. It's funded by the National Science Foundation. And basically, it leverages scientific computing jobs to remote computers and allows them to run a variety of programs to advance research. And so basically, we worked with our vendor. It took about 3 hours of time. And I did this, a little over a week ago. And we were able to work on getting our system set up so that they can access the computers and use them to work on a project called Rosetta at Home, or Rosetta at H is another term for it, which is out of the University of Washington. And it's looking at protein structures and trying to use these to predict important parts of the disease, how they might be used to figure out therapeutical, medications and possibly even vaccines for COVID-19. And we were the second planetarium in the nation to do it. The Frost Museum down in Miami kind of got things kicked off, and then there's been several other planetariums that have joined along the way. But it gives us a way to leverage our computers, since they're not being used to do anything else at this time. We figured it would be good to try and use them for research if at all possible.
And utilizing, make sure I get it right, the visualization computer cluster in the planetarium, what does that visualization computer cluster do? What is its function?
So normally, of course, that cluster is what drives all the images that you see in the planetarium. So back, when I originally started in the planetarium field over 30 years ago, we basically had a star projector in the center of the room that would project the night sky. But of course, the modern planetarium typically is digital. It's driven by a cluster of visualization computers that allow us to show the universe, but also we can visualize many other types of sciences, which is one of the reasons we have our science lecture series that, has featured, medical sciences, biological sciences, earth science, climate science, all those types of things. So basically, that cluster is what shows you all the imagery we normally see in the planetarium when people come for, either K-12 school visits or public shows.
And essentially what the computers will be trying to do is to predict the structure of those proteins that are important to COVID-19.
Yeah, they're running a variety of algorithms, and basically we're part of a network. And what this does is it basically creates a virtual online supercomputer. So it's leveraging all these different computing power of, because typically the planetarium visualization cluster and like the one at Frost, they tend to be very high-end computers to do what we do. And so it's able to leverage those to run a variety of different jobs.
Well, that is fantastic. Well, very exciting stuff going on there. And how long before you expect to see some results?
Well, that's a hard thing. We're not really sure. We I know that I, tunneling in remote, I was able to see that it's been working on a number of jobs. It had like 80,000 jobs. It was up to the other day, which is kind of interesting to see on the cluster. But yeah, it's hard to say. You know, right now researchers are looking at all this, and they're doing so feverishly because the hope is that, you know, some of these proteins might help in figuring out, you know, again, a variety of therapies or vaccine possibilities. But it probably will be a while before we know, you know, how that's going. So we'll just, yeah, but at least it's a good use of the computers while we're away and, you know, while we can't be doing things in the dome with our general public.
That is tremendous. Did you get to check out the moon last night, and what did you think?
Yeah, the moon was quite beautiful, of course. Last night we had a full moon, and some folks would say a super moon. So we do have times when the moon is at perigee, because the moon orbits an ellipse. Sometimes it's closer, sometimes it's farther away. And when it does so, of course, and that coincides with a new moon or a full moon, we sometimes will call that a super moon. So a little bit brighter, just a hair, you know, but very nice to look at. And the planets have been spectacular, too. Last week, of course, Venus moving through the area of the Pleiades, really spectacular over the weekend. And then yesterday morning as well, I was up early, and Jupiter, Saturn, and Mars all in a nice line in the morning sky, if you're one of those early morning risers, around 4 in the morning or so. So there's definitely stuff to be seeing in the sky, and I've been telling folks that, you know, if you have the opportunity to get out, I know folks are quarantined at home, but you can go out to your own backyard and look up when it is clear and get a little solace in the stars, if you will.
No question about that. Well, Sean, great to hear from you. Thanks so much for checking in with us, and congratulations on the wonderful and important work that the Amera Astronomy Center continues to do even during the shutdown. Thank you.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for letting people know about it. I will mention, too, that while we are closed to the public, we're going to have some new things coming up on our Facebook page. We've been working with our vendors to be able to leverage some of the content we show you in the dome in a slightly different way. So keep your eye on our Facebook page, hoping to have some new stuff there for folks to check out on Friday so that they can, you know, keep exploring the sky, even if it is online at home.
Excellent. We'll be looking forward to it. Thank you, Sean. Be well.
You too. Take care.
Sean Lash of the Amera Astronomy Center with us here on Downtown.